The book of Psalms is one of my favorite books of the Bible, and it is a prayer book. And if it's not part of the Bible that you have given a try at, I encourage you to open up a page and read it through and see what it's like to pray with the voices of those who have gone before us. Now, I'll confess to you that if you are new to the Psalms, you might find some of them a little inaccessible at first, or shocking, or redundant, or I'm glad I'm already getting a few little chuckles from Pastor Harold, because in the first few passes, reading the Psalms may feel a little bit removed. But if you give it a chance, you'll find that the words of the Psalms are really the voices of what it means to be human. And throughout the movement of the Psalms, we go through the journey of all parts of being human, the good, the bad, the ugly, and there is a lot of ugly. In fact, there are a lot of parts that people wish were not in the Psalms because they feel like it is too shocking. But if we removed those, I think we take out what it really means to be fully human and what it means to be able to give every single part of our life to God. And we find in the movement of the Psalms that when we give the fullness of our life, all of who we really are, over to God, God is given space to work in our lives where we realize and come to know how much we are loved and known by God. And that is the affirmation of our psalm that has been selected for today. We hear the prayer of someone who has tried going just about everywhere and experience everything and realize that at the end of it all, God is still with him. And I think about the joy of this psalm and how the psalmist reminds us that wherever we are in our life, when we feel like maybe we are down on our luck or that we are all alone, the psalmist reminds us that we are deeply known and loved by God. And as Miss Amber reminded us, that we are wonderfully made. And I love especially that in the psalm, not only are we fully known, but it said we are surrounded front and back, and that there is nowhere we could go to get away from God. And this sense of being fully encompassed by God in every single phase of life leads the psalmist to realize in their own life's journey that the only thing left is gratitude, because even if they came to the very end, they'd still be with you. And there's so many beautiful things we could talk about with this psalm, but what I wanted to lift up especially today, in that sense of the psalmist lifting up joy and gratitude about a life immersed in God, is not only for me what a joy it is in my life to experience that fully known by God, and my hope is for all of you to experience that too, but what an inspiration it is to be in ministry with you as a community of faith and with people like Pastor Harold, who we're going to honor in just a moment, who can remind us that best of all, God is with us, right? Amen. Best of all, God is with us. Amen. And I'm not going to steal Pastor Harold's thunder too much, but I want to share this one little piece because, as I mentioned, Pastor Harold has completed 60 years of ordained ministry and 65 years of pastoral ministry. I have finished 15 years of ordained ministry and 20 years of pastoral ministry. So I love that I have someone to look toward. And you know, when you kind of hit middle age and you think a little bit about the life choices you've made, it's wonderful to be surrounded by people whose lives radiate joy and love, to keep cheering you on when things get tough and you wonder what you got yourself into. And Pastor Harold more than once has said to me that although he has maybe retired from some of the parts of the job, that he never wants to retire from people. I got a lot of on that one. A very Minnesotan response, but yeah. And that for me is also, that has been wonderful wisdom to kind of name and bring even with myself, that throughout my own work and when I maybe sometimes serve as pastor or not, I might not actively be involved in certain parts of the work, right? But I will never retire from loving people. And so I'm very grateful that you remind me of that and that goal, as well as reminding me that there is nowhere I can go to escape the love of God. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm going to cut this one short because I plan on talking some more about Pastor Harold later too. Amen.